Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Friday, June 5th. We're getting ready for a weekend. And actually, I'm going to have a busy weekend for a change.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't even have time to squeeze anything in, really. We're going to celebrate my daughter's birthday together. And I'm going to the Doobie Brothers concert tomorrow night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've always been one of my favorite bands, you know. And I remember seeing them when I was 16 years old when I came to America and I lived in Vegas. And they came to perform and I was like in the clouds. I mean, it was like unbelievable. So I'm eager to see if they're going to have Michael McDonald there or not. But I like their style before him and after him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how one person could come in and change the entire direction of a band. Because if you know their music, what they sang before and what they sing after Michael McDonald are two different things.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting because they went sort of like from a rock band to sort of like a pop band, you know? I mean, because that's what he sings. He sings like adult contemporary.
Yeah. I love Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he's good. So, yeah, so he's left his stamp on the group, and I'm wondering if he's going to be there. It would be cool either way. I know I'm going to have fun. It's going to be at the Greek Theater. Have you been there?
Yep.
It's pretty nice there, right?
I love
it's
it there.
It's also outdoor and stuff, so
yeah,
it's pretty cool. I haven't been in a while. And I'm actually considering maybe parking far and taking an Uber to the front, you know, rather than deal with the traffic.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So, yeah, I mean, everybody talks about Uber now, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night I discovered, well, my friend drives and he keeps giving me tips and stuff. And he says, go to certain areas and it's time and a half or double the rate at certain times.
What areas? Probably West Hollywood.
West Hollywood, downtown, and Santa Monica, that whole strip there, that whole belt from the beach to maybe Silver Lake or something. So, yeah, I drove a trip yesterday. I just got into Brentwood. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to get to Santa Monica. Bam. And a long trip, too. Made some good money.
Good. So then it's worth it doing
so,
all this.
I guess it is, yeah. So I'm now trying to figure out, as an Uber driver, what's best and what's not. Because I want to just enjoy it. And when I took a trip the other day during rush hour, I hated myself for that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that anymore. So it's just evenings, and that's going to be it. So, we have a guest in the studio. We'll get to her in just a few minutes. And it's actually a replacement guest, and we're glad that we have her because she's been here before. She's definitely a lot of fun. So another couple things that I wanted to discuss, and of course I don't remember. How is your weekend looking? Pretty good?
Yep. I have a lot to do.
Yeah, as usual.
As usual. I'm going to some art thing tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to a friend's birthday that I helped plan. And then Sunday I have brunch with the girls and then family dinner.
Mmm. Good for you.
And, of course, yoga every day.
Yoga every day.
Yeah.
So you still do it like 7 days a week or what?
No, I probably do it 5 days a week.
Oh, 5 days a week.
4 or 5 days. Just depends how many classes I can get to and what times the classes are.
Right.
But if it were up to me, I'd go every day.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I met this woman on one of the apps, and she's also a yoga instructor, I think, or something. But guess what? She gave me a number. I haven't called yet. I was supposed to call last night.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. Maybe I'm not taking it seriously.
Sounds like it.
I hate to talk on the phone. That's true. But you don't have a choice. You have to graduate to the phone.
Ugh, I talked on the phone for an hour last night with someone.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it like? Tiring?
Yeah, it was like an hour. An hour of my time is precious.
I know.
It was an hour.
Well, was he worth it?
No.
No, huh? Wow.
But you know what? I'm glad I did it because I'd rather spend that hour from the comfort of my home versus going somewhere and having to spend an hour out with him and possibly more time than that.
Right.
And
realizing
so,
it's not that.
Yeah, and from texting, there was like witty banter and like sarcasm and like back and forth. Like, you know, it was good.
Yeah.
But then on the phone, as we got to know each other, I realized, like, we have nothing in common.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of negative and a little, I don't know, arrogant. Not arrogant. He's just, like, an elitist a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, a educational type. So he doesn't watch TV. He also doesn't know about the news. He, like, knows everything about sports, and he's a scientist. Mm-hmm. So he, like, only knows those things.
Really?
And then hates
wow.
the kind of music I like. I was just like, and he lives far, I mean, Hermosa Beach, but like, that's far.
That's far.
For dating.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It was just like, no, all wrong.
It does get to be, you know, tiring to do
this.
It's
a job. And I was actually telling a girlfriend last night, like over text, I was like, tonight is one of my only nights home this week. And I have 10 people I have to respond to.
Yeah.
10. It's a job. I don't want to talk to any of them. They're all strangers. I don't really care about any of them because they're strangers. So I'm not invested in anything they have to say.
Right.
And it's not like I even know if there's chemistry. So like, I really just don't care.
Right.
To lose one of them is like killing an ant.
Right. So what is it? You felt bad that you didn't want to hang up or whatever or what? End the conversation quickly? The one last night?
With that particular guy or the other 10?
No, that guy.
Oh,
because you said you talked for an hour.
I was giving him a real try. Like, I mean, I wanted to like know about him, and I thought maybe, okay, we don't have to have everything in common, but like maybe there are other things that are interesting about this person.
Yeah. Turned out to be not the case.
Oh, God.
All right, well, you
know. I kissed a lot of frogs, I guess. But, like, I'm over it.
Yeah?
I would like to just meet one person and that person be it.
Right.
Move along.
And I think that's going to happen when you meet someone in person and not through apps.
I think I'm a person in person.
Yeah.
Person.
And it's different because I think when you meet a person, then if you're attracted to them, you sort of, like, can't wait to talk to them and stuff, you know? But when you don't know them, it seems like just another call. You know?
I actually matched with a friend's brother yesterday, and I sent her his profile. And she's like, well, he's always liked you. You should talk to him. I was like, fine. Okay. I was like, only because then I could be your sister-in-law. So, yeah, I gave him my number.
Wow. Do you know him?
I mean, I've met him a couple times, but I don't, like, know him well. I have no idea anything about him other than they have the same parents.
Yeah. Well, it helps when you have brother and sister to have the same parents, right?
It does. And also, she can verify he's not a killer.
Whoa.
And I know that last night he went salsa dancing, and he also went to one of my favorite bars. So I'm like, okay, at least I know you hang out in good places.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you go dancing?
No, but I would.
No. You would?
Yeah.
If you found a guy that likes dancing.
Yeah, someone's got to take me. I wouldn't just go.
Yeah. No, women like to dance. So when they meet a guy who likes to dance, it's like a big deal. Right?
I mean, I don't know that I care if they dance or don't dance. I dance, so.
Yeah. Dance the night away. What can I say?
Yes.
Like the song says, right?
Yes.
We have a very cute dog in the studio today, folks.
We do.
Yeah. So
and
let's.
Sam's not even into dogs.
Yeah, well. So we're going to bring in our guest. We have Allie Levine in the studio. She's back. How are you, Allie?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Do you remember when you were here last time? Did you think about it?
I
look
remember
up
it was
on the
raining.
Website. Was it raining that day?
It was raining that day.
And that's an occasion here.
Right,
so we
exactly.
Remember that.
So we remember that.
Exactly. I remember rainy days too, you know, because they're so rare here.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to say it was like maybe 4 or 5 months ago now.
Yeah,
it was
something
quite a bit
like
ago.
That.
We had fun.
Yeah, that's true. So you're a celebrity stylist. That's what you are known as. And what's a stylist? Tell us a little bit for those who don't know.
Sure. So a stylist is someone, you know, who basically puts outfits together. In my world, being celebrities, obviously that I'm a celebrity wardrobe stylist. I also work with personal clients. But basically my job is day in and day out to source different outfits, figure out what people should be wearing for red carpets, you know, press junkets, all the glam that they have going on. They need to look on point and and make sure that they have the full look head to toe. So it's my job to bring them the clothes, have a fitting, make sure they look great, and then, of course, wind up on the best dress list.
Yeah. There you go. That's how you measure your success, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. So you obviously also have to work with women who wear their dresses well, I guess, huh?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah. Women and men, I dress. Actually,
oh, you dress men too?
I do. And actually, even kids in the last year, it's funny. Like, I never thought I'd be dressing kids, but kids are like the next big thing now. So all these parents are like, oh, will you help me figure out what my kids should wear? It's actually hysterical.
Only in LA.
Only in LA, exactly. Right? And it's actually like more work because it's momagers and crazy parents.
Yeah.
And enough said. So, so yeah, but it's fun. And yeah, it's a lot of shopping, sourcing, constantly being in the know of what's trending, what I feel people should wear, what fits them right, the shape. There's so many things that go into being a celebrity wardrobe stylist. I think people think it's just shopping or just going into someone's closet and picking out an outfit. And it's like, no, there's so much more to it.
Really? And everybody's got a unique body and stuff.
Exactly.
And that. So
yeah, everybody's different.
You really have to fit the clothes.
Mm-hmm. And I always say confidence, you know, is everything. So you want to make sure that confidence is your best accessory. So I make sure all my clients feel good and look good.
Right. So where do they find their confidence, these people? I like
to
know.
I hope that I bring it to them in the outfits I put them in. That's what I always tell them. I just worked with this new UK artist for his music video coming up next week. His name's Will Martin. He's amazing. Kind of a blend between Josh Groban and Michael Bublé, kind of. And he's from UK, New Zealand. He's like debuting now in the US. And he hired me and was like, I need a whole new look. We sit down, we go through his clothes, long story short, and I'm like, okay, your music's amazing, your clothes are boring. We need to fix this. And so that's what we had fun doing, putting together different suits, different looks that he maybe would never have worn. But he said to me, he's like, I feel comfortable and I love what I'm wearing. That's what I look for, that they love how they feel. Taylor Hasselhoff on Rich Kids, Ease, the new castmate. She's my friend and also client. And I dress her for the whole show and all her red carpets and press. And we always talk about, like, how do you feel in it? Like, it looks great, but, like, do you feel great in it? And she says every day, I love everything I wear. Everyone gives me compliments, but I think it's because I love how I feel in it and I look good in it. And I think that's key. You know, anybody can put someone in something and say, hey, Jen, wear this. But if you don't feel good in it, you're, like, going to slump over and you're not going to work it, you know?
It's true.
So it's really important. Confidence has to be part of that accessory of you. So that's why I always say that.
Yeah. And I found also that clothes that are cool and they fit you well, they make you feel good just inside the clothes.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, you're feeling yourself.
Right. I know. And it's not easy. I mean, you obviously, it's not as easy as just going picking up something off the rack and wearing. And that's why I don't understand when people say they buy clothes and shoes online, you know, because you really have to try it on when you, you know, these things, because it looks
hanger. Yeah, it looks great in the hanger. It looks great in a picture. My trick I always tell people on a mannequin, what I always tell people is, if you don't want to try it on in the store, then try it on at home if you feel like you need to be in the privacy of your home and see how things look. But I always tell people they should get used to trying things on in a store. And if they're going to buy something online, it should be more like a brand they know or something they already know maybe fits like something else they already own. Because otherwise, it's literally a shot in the dark. I mean, even for myself, if I'm ordering something and I'm like, oh, I love that. And then I get it and I'm like, oh, I don't love this at all.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like you kind of have to be aware of those things, which is why I guess I have a job.
Yes.
People want me to do what I do.
That's true. And I bet you what most people do is just they go shop and try it on at the store and then they order it online.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
True story.
Yeah, I know.
But fashion is fun and it's definitely a lot of work, but it's, you know, I'm very passionate about it and I love being able to bring my expertise to all different celebrities and personal clients on a daily basis who want to know what color, what fit, why this trend. And I always say, like you were saying with trending clothes, it's important to, of course, feel like you're, if that's your thing, to fit in the trend, but you also want it to be you. Like, you don't want it to just be like, oh, I was on this girl was on this magazine and I want to have this outfit because I think it'll look good on me. Chances are that outfit's not going to look good on you. I always say you have to, like, take it and make the trend work for you. So maybe that skirt doesn't look good on your body, but maybe a skirt like it does. So I try to also teach teach people that too. You don't have to look like the model on, you know, the Vogue cover.
Well, everybody
wants
to.
Vogue hates me for saying that, but it's true.
Yeah. But what I don't get, I mean, all these beautiful women always say, oh, yeah, you know, it's the inner beauty. But come on, they made it because of their outer beauty, you know. So right. I think they need to come clean with those things. You
yeah,
know,
like, I think it's a blend of, like you said, like definitely their outer beauty like has to stand out where you won't get attention. And then I think what continues to make people be successful in this industry, especially in Los Angeles, is your inner beauty and how you handle people and how you are with people. Because that's, I think that's everything, you know, the relationships, especially for me with all the clothing. You know, I work with so many different designers and brands, and I'm so blessed that they all let me loan and work with them and, you know, help them get pressed and work with my different clients. And it's because of all the relationships right. I built over the years. Even my New York City designers ship me stuff on, you know, the regular to my office and, hey, use this for a client. Hey, use this for this. And it's amazing. And it's because of what I think I've built with that.
Right, exactly. And you've got a reputation yeah, now. And they absolutely. Know you're going to feature their clothes in the best possible light.
Yes.
Wow. Very cool. So you dress them like for events and things like that, mm-hmm. right? Just about any event that happens in LA.
Oh, yeah. And there's always an event happening in LA. Like right, I said, huh? She's going to like an art exhibit tonight. Like, there'll probably be a red carpet there. Right. Like, there's always something going on. So, yeah, I'm always dressing them for just different red carpets. Taylor last night, like, had UK phoners because, like, the show premiered in the UK. So she has to look, you know, great for that. There's so many different things, like, by the minute that, like, come up on my phone. People are like, hey, I got to go to this. And it's like, all right, I have 2 hours. Let me go get an outfit. You know, like, literally like that. People think that you have all the time in the world to find these outfits. And I'm like, no, it's literally like a race to the clock. Like, you have to just make it happen.
Right. So where do you shop for these clothes?
Honestly,
in traditional stores that everybody
all
goes
over
to?
The place. I mean, sure, some stores like Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's, I work with like their studio services departments and all that. And then a lot of it is designer and just different showrooms in Los Angeles that people don't have access to, like as far as the public. And it's more for like stylists and PR teams and people that are in the industry that know the protocol of loans and how things work with those celebrities. So it's kind of a mix of everything. But yeah. I have no problem like walking to Target. If I see a great top, I'm like, hey, that'll look great with the skirt I already pulled from wherever. Like, I'll match it and make it happen. Like, I'm all about it.
These are from Target.
Good.
I mean, I love those. They're so cute.
Thanks.
These are actually from Target, too.
I love those.
Our shoes. Yeah. Gotta love your Target shoes. I came from the Target world years ago. I worked with them like as a head executive soft lines, which basically in like Target lingo is like one of the head retail managers, and also like working with the district managers. I managed all the clothing departments, all the merchandising departments. And it was amazing to see where they were years ago. And now everyone's like, oh, I'll wear Target. But back then people were like, you work at Target? And I was like, yeah, it's a great company and they have great clothes. And that was just when all the designers were starting to come in there. Now everyone's like, wow, you worked at Target? That's amazing. I'm like, oh, yeah, now we love Target. You know, I've always loved Target. I actually just did an event with them. It was really fun. They did like a Ready, Set, Target style, like competition in Santa Monica, and they had me be like the stylist to be like playing against different outfits, and like Zana Rossi was there cheering me on, and like Shawn White, the amazing like surfer. Like, it was pretty hysterical because they all have brands now at Target, and it was awesome. We just like showed how to put different outfits together against the clock. Like, you had a certain amount of time, and all the public came and watched how to put all these like red carpet ready looks together with Target clothes. I thought it was so much fun. It was such a genius event.
Yeah.
That is fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, I mean, do you have time for ordinary people, or are you like busy with the celebrities?
Ordinary people. What
does that civilians.
Mean? Myself? No.
As opposed to celebrities.
Absolutely. No, I do work with a lot of different personal clients, moms in particular, sometimes finance guys and business guys that just like have money but don't want to put the effort in. They just like put me in an outfit. I just want to go to work. You know, I have a meeting. So I definitely do have those clients. It just depends. You know, it's funny. Some people reach out to me and say, do you style people like me? And I'm like, you mean like myself? Like, yeah, I do. You know, like, it's a different process than what I obviously do for my celebrities. But yeah, absolutely. And I give tips out, you know, to different personal clients that even want to Skype with me and ask for just like 20 minutes of my time and want different things like that. I do all kinds of things besides actual, you know, celebrity clients.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how did it all start for you? I mean, when did you first become interested in being styling? A stylist? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I really didn't become interested in being a stylist. It kind of just happened. I worked, as I said, at Target. Then after leaving Target and realizing I didn't want to be in retail, I started working in corporate. I worked for Coach and designed handbags for them. Then I worked at Talbots and did like patterns and shirts for them. Then I was at Lacoste. Then I was at another company called Fragments. I kind of was all over the place in New York City because I'm originally from New York. So I moved out to LA like 5.5 years ago now.
Really?
Yeah.
So you started this in New York.
Yeah, I was doing fashion. I went went to school at FIT and also Northern Arizona Merchandising. I was between two schools and did classes in design and fashion. So I always knew I wanted fashion. Right. But I didn't know styling. And I think then after corporate, I started realizing how much I loved the design aspect, but I didn't like the corporate, like you're in a box and people tell you what to do.
That's exactly how it is.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I was like, this is definitely not for me. So I had actually a friend of a friend have a movie come in and was like, you should run around and just be like their personal assistant and try it out. And it was actually for Oliver Stone for Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. Talk about like a major assistant job. And I became like his personal, getting coffee, running around, whatever he needed. Whoa. That's what I was doing. But he was amazing. Like, as much as he was scary, he was so brilliant and so amazing to be around. And he saw how hard I worked. And he's like, you don't obviously want to be doing this. And I was like, no, but I want to learn the entertainment industry. So shortly after, he moved me over to the costume department. And I got to work with Ella Marajnik, who's like an amazing costume designer in Los Angeles. She's been working since she was in her like 20s. She's like 60-something now. She's, like, just works Michael Douglas, Shia LaBeouf. Like, I forget the new show that was just on. I think it was called Nyx. It's, like, a big period show, but she did all the amazing costumes on that. She's done, like, Batman, like, all the major, major movies that you see. So I got to work with her in New York while She Might Never Sleeps, and that was kind of my start. Like, she was like, okay, go get me this outfit. Go shop for me this. And she really taught me, and running around with her, I started to learn what I liked and what I didn't like. And then from there, I was just really blessed that the industry was good to me and people started referring me onto other shows like 30 Rock and Mercy, which was like a James Vanderbeek show that I was a shopper on. And then I went on Big Mama's House in Atlanta, and that's what actually got me to LA. The costume designers, Leah Ketchnelson and Amanda Riley, were working on it, and they loved me and they were like, you should move to LA. And I was like, well, I live in New York, but I'll think about it. I had debated maybe making the move at some point, and they kind of put it out there for me and said, we'll help you start, we'll get you into the costume house, we want you to work with us. And that was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up. So packed my bags, out to LA I went. They were true to their word. I started working with them and Scott O'Leary, their costume supervisor, and just working on different shows, working in the costume house. And that kind of put my foot in the door with the whole industry. And then I realized I didn't really love the actual period costume aspect, but I loved like the industry. And that's when I started kind of starting checking out styling and started working with major stylists like Kanye West stylist and Emma Stone stylist, and getting a feel of the Kardashians and just getting a feel for what it was that I wanted. And slowly but surely, I started to build my own clientele, but now I have my own business.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you find that LA has a certain look, certain style to it, the way people dress? Because it seems like here anything goes, right? I mean, you can go to all dressed up to a restaurant and somebody's in jeans. And,
yeah.
You know?
I think California in itself, besides LA, is very, like, laid back. Like, I don't think people think about going in jeans in a restaurant, whereas in New York, like, you just never see
you
that.
Don't
people
do that.
Don't. People just know. Like, it's almost like in New York, you really dress to impress, and you know you're going to be on the go all day, and you're prepared from like morning to night, and you're not going to change. And it's almost like in LA, I feel like sometimes people run home and throw something else on, or they have a bunch of clothes in their car, which in New York, that's not an option. You're not like carrying all these clothes unless you're falling over on the subway, like, which is me carrying everybody else's clothes, you know? But like, truly, I think people in LA are more laid back. I think it is more of, they don't necessarily necessarily think about the trend in fashion, and they think more about comfort and what they're wearing. And unless it's an event where they need to like step it up, they kind of just chill. And people always make fun of me because I'm always overly dressed up everywhere, and they're like, where are you going? And I'm like, just to set today. Yeah. No, I mean, nowhere exciting. And they're like, okay. I'm like, I'm from New York. Does that help? Like, I mean, I don't know.
What did you think of the whole show me your flats scandal that went on in Cannes?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of that whole scandal. I mean, I understand what they were trying to do, I guess. And I understand, like, you are walking all over Cannes and you're going to be super uncomfortable and everything. But I kind of felt like it was a little much. I mean, what did you think?
I think that, I mean, dress codes are dress codes for
a
reason.
Exactly.
And that it's to glam things up. And
them
saying that you should wear flats because it's a sexist thing to have to wear heels, that women have to wear heels. And
is that what they say?
Yeah.
So what was it, like a certain movement during
the
festival?
So the Show Me Your Flats was like the people protesting wearing heels.
Right.
Because you couldn't get into a movie without, or an event without wearing heels if you're a female.
Wow.
But also, you're not going to wear a gown with flats.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I completely agree with you. Yeah, I was trying to be nice about it. No, I think it's personally ridiculous when I saw that. I'm like, exactly, a dress code is a dress code for a reason. You wouldn't show up to a wedding in something that you weren't supposed to show up to. Cannes, it's a huge event. This is not like a little red carpet in Los Angeles.
Right.
So, yeah, I was quite annoyed, actually, about that. I've actually been thinking about writing a blog about it.
Wow, that's interesting. So, do you know who was behind it? I mean, was it like celebrities and things like that?
Well, the Show Me Your Flats thing, that was celebrities. Like,
that was celebrities, yeah.
Going against the dress code.
Okay. Correct.
Okay. Rashida Jones came out saying that she thinks it's sexist to have to wear heels because men design female heels, but so do women.
So do
women design female heels.
Right.
Lauren and I actually did a episode on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
We were like, what?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just men that design. It was plenty of women.
Right.
I wear the heels that are made by women. And so, yeah, I think that's personally really
But
silly.
They say, it's interesting, I read somewhere that high heels, like, push up the woman's posterior and stuff and makes her, like, more attractive or something, you know? Like, in our subconscious, that's what we think. I don't know if it's true or not, but it does look good. It looks sexy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that heels are a part of certain looks. I love heels and like live in them most times. So for me, I'm kind of biased and say like, I'll always wear my heels.
Yeah.
But some people aren't always comfortable. So I get it. For certain things, you can wear your flats. But like when I dress like my client Taylor Hasselhoff, you know, on E, like most of the time she's in heels because it looks right for the occasion and for what it is on the show. And it does bring that confidence. And it always sunders us out as a woman, no matter how big or small we are. It gives us, like, that extra length in our legs.
Right.
So I always tell people, like, a good heel is definitely an investment that you should have in your closet. And you should definitely plan on wearing it unless you're, like, that uncomfortable or, you know, it's something, like you said, that's casual where you can get away with it or it's a friend's and you don't feel like you need to wear a heel. But I think, you know, that's why you see on all these different reality shows. On E, I was helping Taylor like on the show, you know, and they were filming and I had my heels on. I'm like, oh, well, you might see me on the show and in my heels for sure, you know, like, and I'm working, but you know, you want to feel like you said, it gives you like this extra confidence and you know, you want to have that, I think, come across. So, I think the flats thing is kind of bogus.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fine if it's like an elderly woman or somebody that just had a foot surgery, but people that are at the festival going to these events and like dressing to the nines. You don't wear like, also what flats are formal?
Not many, to be honest. I mean, really, truly, and really not flats at all or formal. Some of like the kitten heels, which personally I really hate the kitten heels.
I think they should be abolished.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with kitten heels. It's like, it almost doesn't know what it wants to be. Like, who decided that that was a
thing?
Is
that those like short heels?
Yeah, they're like this big. I mean, I know you can't see my hands right now.
I know, but
They're like short.
Well, hold
short.
It against the microphone, baby.
Let's take a selfie. It's like, I mean, yeah, I agree with you, Jen. They should be abolished.
They're like geriatric, and they're sad.
They're sad. Like, just,
like for,
just be a heel. You can't make up your mind.
Be a heel or be a flat. Don't
be
both.
Don't be both. Yeah. Thank you. I agree. Pick a side.
Yeah.
But isn't it appropriate for businesswomen and things like that? I mean, what would they wear? Flats?
Flats.
Flats.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and here's the thing. Like, in New York City, people wear sneakers and their flats, and then they bring their heels, and they change into them. I think that's respectful.
Right.
Not everybody wants to wear them. Like you said, their feet hurt all day. Like, not everyone's crazy like me and wears them for 12 hours and doesn't hurt. But, you know, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But these kitten heels, yeah, they got to go. It's so funny. I was just telling a friend that because she owns them. And I'm like, we need to burn these and get these.
They're not. I will say this. They're also not more comfortable.
No, no, they're not, because they don't have, like, the right arch in them.
Right.
Like, they're not built to be ready. Like you said, they shouldn't exist.
Right.
Basically.
They're just a dumb product.
Exactly. Sorry to all that love kitten heels.
Hey, if it works for some people, it works. You know, what can I say?
There's also, like, trends I can't get behind, too.
I'm
like,
with you there.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Like, the weird platforms that are back from the 90s. That are, like, just, like, they look like geriatric shoes as well. They're, like, solid platforms with, like, they're, like, platform Birkenstocks.
Yes.
Is, like, the best way I can describe it.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, Nasty
they're terrible
Gal.
As
I
well.
Feel like Nasty Gal makes them. And that's all. They,
do
like,
they? I have
just,
to
like,
take a
tons.
Peek.
And they just hurt my heart.
They hurt my heart. I love that. I'm with you on that. Like, there's so many trends. And this is why I say, as a stylist too, you know, you don't have to, like, look at a magazine or see something a celebrity's wearing and say, oh, I have to follow that trend. No, it's about making the trend work for you, especially for an everyday person like ourselves. We don't have to be on the red carpet and in front of camera all day long. So you don't have to necessarily be in this box of I should be wearing A, B, and C.
Right.
And that's what I also love with dressing Taylor, because I have so many different celebrities that I style, but Taylor is so down to earth and wants people to, like, look at her and see that she's just a humble, down to earth person that's just now on this, you know, show having a good time. And she said to me, she's like, let's not wear all designer on the show. Let's mix it up and do different things. So we had so much fun this season. When you watch, because we're in the second episode now, if you tune in, you'll see she's wearing stuff that you could go buy at a store, and then some stuff she's wearing is designer, but it's like a fun mix and things you wouldn't expect. So she's definitely been someone fun to dress, because I like that. I think that's really inspiring for women in general, and also, like, young girls who watch these shows and think, oh, I have to wear Louboutins and I have to own this and I have to own that. I kind of love that she's the opposite. Like, she's rocking Creative Rec sneakers for a certain episode, and she's wearing something from, you know, Zara, and there's nothing wrong with it, because it looks great, and it's all about how you put the look together.
Right? Yeah, so. That's true. So this is for you, like, dressing up your dolls and stuff, right? I mean, it sounds like fun. You
yeah,
know? You
get it to dress is. Other people, it's a good time. I'm very passionate about what I do. And I have amazing clients, so that definitely helps things.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, you're, like, all over the place on social media and stuff. You
know,
it seems like you spend so much time with a lot of different people and stuff. So
I do. It's cool. Really rewarding, and it's really cool working with so many different kinds of people, because you, same with you guys, with sitting with them, you learn so much about them, and I feel like it teaches you even about yourself. So it's really exciting. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. Awesome. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Ali Levine. She's a stylist here in L.A. from New York. And so you went to school in New York for fashion?
Yeah. So actually, long story short, I went to school in New York. And then my high school sweetheart dragged me out to Arizona. That was not my first choice for school. But I made it work. I'm that kind of person. You know, you go somewhere and you invest your time into something. And I wanted to stay in fashion. So I attended Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. But it was actually really kind of amazing, because the school had a fashion program. There weren't that many girls that passionate about it, so I got to become the president of the fashion club, which was, like, kind of really cool. And I got to inspire all different people. That's actually how I ended up winding up at Target, because they came to the school looking for interns, and I was like, oh, I want to apply for this internship. And they saw I was the president there. So long story short, I got the internship with them. And then I knew I wanted to go back to New York. So Arizona was great to me. NAU said, we'll let you get a dual degree with FIT. So I went back to FIT, was able to finish out, do classes there, finish at Target in New York, and then go ahead and, you know, get my degree basically from both schools and have best of both worlds. So it looked out for me. But yeah, people, whenever they hear I went to Arizona, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, follow the boy. Don't do that. And you know, learn the hard way. But at least I made it work, and it worked for my career, so it was okay.
Really? Cool. So that was your high school sweetheart?
That was my high school sweetheart. Now I'm married to a wonderful man who followed me from New York.
Wow.
And we live in Toluca Lake in California together.
Wow, very cool. How did you guys meet?
We met in New York through a friend of a friend after I was, you know, single again. And I was having friends over at my apartment. He came over and we clicked. And about, you know, not even a year later, I was working on the movie for Atlanta. And I said, oh, I got an opportunity. I'll go to LA. I'm going to go. And he's like, are you inviting me? I was like, not particularly. We've been dating for a little less than a year. I don't expect somebody to pick up their life, especially after what the guy did to me. I was like, I'm not going to do that to somebody else. Right. But he was wonderful, and he followed me, and we got engaged and married, and yeah, now we have little Oscar, my puppy.
So it was very cute.
Thank you. You can follow him at Oscar the Fashionable Pet. Got to give Oscar a plug.
He knows we're talking about him. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. He's like a character. He's
Isn't
so
he?
Cute.
Yeah. He is. Yeah,
he's and he's wearing a sweater. Like I think his arm came out of his
Oh, did it? Yeah. Yeah, that's a little wardrobe malfunction, Oscar.
he should be in the photo with us after.
Oh, absolutely. He's wearing his bow tie today.
He's got a bow tie and
yeah,
everything.
This company, Four Black Paws, sends him all these adorable bow ties to wear. She's amazing. She's like in the Midwest, and she does amazing bow ties for animals. And she found him and found me and was like, I love him. Can I send him a few bow ties and you can put them on his social media? And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Absolutely. And now we buy them for him. We love them. They're so cute.
Cute. Do they make them for big dogs too?
Yeah. Four black paws. They're so cute.
Cute.
I know. Yeah, you're
so now this is interesting. So you were with a guy for a year and then you decided you're going to move whether he was going to move or not, right?
My career, was that important? Absolutely. My career for me has always come first, and I kind of put that aside when I decided to follow my high school sweetheart, which I was young and dumb. And, you know, I think I learned from that. And I was
never
like,
to do that again.
Exactly. Never do that again. Right. You can put that on your whole dating list.
Right. Oh, I have plenty of those.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah, that falls under that too.
Exactly. So, and I think it says something when they follow you because it shows that they're inspired by you. And he said to me, I'm following you because I see how passionate you are about what you want to do. And I see how creative you are as a person. And I want to be part of that. And I just thought that was amazing. And he's like the most supportive guy ever. I'm way too lucky. So.
What does he do?
He's a production accountant over at a Hollywood Center Studios with Relativity Reel. He works with all the different reality TV shows, breaking down the budgets. We're basically, you know, night and day. I'm head in the clouds, clothes everywhere, creative. And he's
like, a numbers guy.
He's a numbers guy. He's like, we have to look at the budget today. What did you do yesterday? And I'm like, no, we'll figure it out later. So it makes for some interesting fun for sure.
Yeah. They say that many relationships are like that, you know?
Yeah.
That one person is more like all over the place, and the other one sort of like has to keep them in check and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like I keep him in check more in the like, no, you're not allowed to sit home tonight. We're going to go out and have a good time. Right. He's so low energy and like chill. And I'm, you know,
and he's probably like, Ali, take it easy with all the clothes.
Exactly. Oh, all the time. He's like, are these clothes right now? I'm prepping a music video. There's clothes everywhere in the office, all over the house. He's like, so are these going to get out of here anytime soon? I'm like, next Tuesday when I wrap. So I'll get back to you on that one. So he's basically a saint. But yeah, we're good together. It's definitely a good team. And I think that's important when you're, especially in this industry, we all work so hard for what we do. And, you know, it's hard. Like you said, you spend your time, you know, doing everything for work. You want to have downtime. So it's nice to spend that downtime with someone who understands that and gets it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So you work many hours every day, right?
Many hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like 18 hours a day-ish. Yeah. I mean, by the time I'm done with emails and social media, because even when I'm done with fittings, people think it ends there. I love like my interns when they're like, we're not done yet. I'm like, no, we're not done yet. Like, we have emails to send.
We're never done, right?
We have emails to send. We have clothing to find for tomorrow. We have this fire going on. We have that going on. And actually, it's kind of funny. My girlfriend was recently approached by a producer about a potential reality show that they want to have me and a couple of my friends on because they see our crazy hours and how much we hustle. And they're like, ooh, this might be something fun to do for TV. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll check it out. We'll see. So keep you guys posted. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see on your website you have a blog too.
Yes.
What's the blog about? What do you write there?
So the blog is Monday through Saturday, and I try to cover different themes and different trends, and I try to touch on everybody. So like Monday's Manic Monday, it's all about the men and what they should be wearing or what I suggest for them and different trends and how to wear it. Tuesday's Trends Tuesday, which is my favorite because it's what I'm wearing, and I break down like the trends of what I'm wearing when people ask me what I'm wearing and how they can wear it and different ways to wear it. And so it's something that I've coined as Trends Tuesday. And people, was actually really fun, will follow me on Instagram and tag me with them and say, hey, check out my like Trends Tuesday inspiration from you. So it's really fun because people are getting into it, which I didn't really expect. So it's cool. And then Wardrobe Wednesday is taking that look and showing people how to shop it and break it down. And maybe they don't want to wear the jacket I'm wearing, but this is how you put it together with the dress I'm wearing and that kind of thing. Thursday is Celebrity Look for Less. So I take a celebrity, like, say, from Cannes and break down how to wear their look at a price that you can afford and I can afford. Yeah. And Friday is Friday Fashionista or Fashionisto. And I feature any guy or girl that reaches out to me that I love their style. It could be my style. It could be totally different. It just depends. And I talk about why I love their style and, you know, what I think about it. And it's just a fun little thing to kind of promote other people and collaborate, right. And then they share it across on their platforms. And then Saturday is Saturday Style, which is a newer blog I've been doing because people have been asking me, like, what's your week been like? What have you been up to? And I've been getting those kinds of questions. So now I'm doing Saturday Style that's like, hey, this is a shoot I worked on this past week. Here's some behind the scenes. Check it out. And it's fun. And I use my blog as, you know, not just also promotion for myself, but collaborations with people. I think it's so cool that all over the world, people now reach out to me and ask me to do different things.
Yeah.
And I'm able to actually connect with them and, you know, share tips. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, where do you find time for all this? I mean, Jen, you know, I mean, writing a blog almost every day. That's
a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I have an amazing team of, you know, assistants and interns definitely help me, my publicists, you know, and people that help me get things done. I definitely couldn't do it fully on my own. But, you know, people call me redheaded insanity for a reason.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So your dog, how long have you had him now?
Oscar? I've had Oscar almost 2 years. He's actually going to turn 2 June 16th. It's coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, he goes everywhere with me. Everybody loves him. He takes pictures with all the actors, and we go to all the sets together because he's well-behaved, right? And we just hang out.
He and I are having a staring contest.
I noticed. I'm like, what's happening right now? Like, you guys almost have to do, like, a staring selfie. Like, geez.
I know. It's funny with dogs how they'll stare at
it
you.
It is
you
so
know?
Funny. Yeah, he's all about Jen right now.
Yeah. He is. He's like trying to figure out a way to get to me.
He is. He doesn't really like the barrier. He's like, how can I get around without jumping off her lap and getting in trouble?
You know, he got me with the bow tie, so I'm like done for.
He's so on your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, and he's definitely worth more of your time than the men you were discussing.
He is. See, and that's the joy of having a dog, because I feel like that hour I spent yapping away on the phone, I could have just been cuddling with a boy dog.
Right.
Would have been perfect.
He's the best. Like, I mean, I love my husband, but like, he'll cuddle me. I know my husband's gonna listen and be like, thanks, you know, like, he'll cuddle me. Like, he goes to set with me. I'll after this I have to go because I'm a hot mess and my girlfriend Alicia's gonna get my like lashes and nails on point. He'll just sit and let me just do what I need to do, and he's just happy to be next to me. Like,
wow,
all
great
men
guy.
Need to take a page from that, you know.
Great guy.
Yeah, it's nice to have a mellow dog, you
that
know?
Oscar,
you take a chihuahua with you, man, you gotta chase him down all the time. Around.
You adopted him?
I did. He's a rescue.
From where?
From over in Burbank, not far from here, the Mutt Shack Rescue. This is actually a really funny story. So we have two cats, Ferragamo and Dolce. I know the names surprise you. So so we went in to get cat food, and there were cribs of all these little puppies at the Petco, because Mutt Shack Rescue, I guess, comes in every few months. And I walk past, and I see actually a white, fluffy girl dog with, like, a big pink bow. And, of course, I'm attracted to that first. I run over. I'm like, oh, my God. And he jumps up, and I'm like, oh, look at how cute. And he was 2 pounds. He's 5 pounds now. And I look at my husband, and I'm like, oh, can we take him? See, he knows I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
And he's like, can we take him? He's like, we have two cats. No, we cannot take him. And so, basically, I throw a little bit of a diva fit, and an hour later I finally am able to take him, and my husband says, all right, fine, we're taking him, but what are you gonna do? You work 18 hours a day, I'm at the office all day long, right. You know, the cats stay home. I'm like, I'll take him with me. He's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, no, I'm really going to take him with me. He didn't believe me. He's like, we're gonna have to find him a home. The first day I put him in his doggy bag and I take him to set, it's like he knew he belonged there. He
really?
Walks out of his bag and just lays down from the director and just looks at me like, okay, I'm good. Like, we're here. Didn't bark.
This is my new life.
Right? Didn't bark. Didn't make a sound. Like, thank you for rescuing me. I'm good.
That's why rescues are so great. I mean, yes, they can be kind of, like, finicky and temperamental because of their history. But if you get a baby, then they're just happy to be loved and not live in that weird place they put them in the rescue.
Exactly. I know. It's true. And it's like they're very thankful for your love and to know that you're rescuing them, and they're grateful for it.
He's grateful for that sweater.
I know, right? He's grateful for his little dapper outfit.
I mean, he's so cute. Is he Oscar because of Oscar De La Renta, or was that his name?
Okay, so no, he was not. He didn't have a name. And yes, it was Oscar De La Renta. And thank you for noticing, because my husband, when we got him, put his foot down, and Justin says to me, we're not naming him like Gucci or Pucci or anything like that, because we already have Ferragamo and Dolce. Yeah. And I have to catch enough shade for that. And I'm like, all right, fine. What can I name him? So I call my mom. Mom, what should I name my puppy? It has to be a fashionable name, but it can't be obvious. So we came up with Oscar. So I'm glad you realize. Most people are like, Oscar the Grouch. I'm like, no, Oscar De La Renta. Hello. Do you know who I am?
And Ferragamo is kind of a really cute name. You could call
Isn't it cute?
But it's also like, it could have been Ferragamo.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, I love where you're going with that. And then so my husband lies and says that it's after the quarterback named Ferragamo.
Yeah.
Because apparently
Vince
they're...
Vince Ferragamo, I think, right?
Right? Yeah, I remember your face him. Was my face, Jen. I was like, is he BSing me right now?
No. Is he worthy of naming anything after him?
No.
There you go.
He played for the LA Rams, I think, at one point.
What's an LA Ram?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the football team. We used to have the Rams here.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
News to us, Jen.
Right. Yeah. That was so long ago. Not worth naming after.
That was the 70s, 80s, yeah.
Salvatore Ferragamo it is.
Oh, so funny. So funny. Yeah, so, you know, my fashionable crew of animals. And then Dolce... You know, obviously, Dolce & Gabbana.
Right. Oh, my God. He's got his leash in his mouth. I can't even handle it. Sorry,
listeners. Now he's, like, literally trying to impress you. Like, he's trying to woo you. Men, take note.
But I'm also such an easy please that, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I love him. He just looked at me. That's about it. That's all that happened. He's quiet, behaved, and, like, stares. I'm like, I love you. Marry me, Oscar.
Marry me.
Yeah. So, listen, your publicist wrote to me in the text that you have a reality show coming out. Talk about it? Or is it
sure, though that's premature? What I kind of was mentioning. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I could talk about it a little bit. This is all new to me. I love it. She texts me.
But you'd be an amazing person for
thank
a reality
you.
Show.
Well,
you
apparently,
have so much personality,
this is what people
you know?
Are telling me. You know, I've always been used to being behind the camera, behind the scenes, styling people. You know, like I said, you may see me this season on E! With Taylor because I was dressing her and different clients that I work with. But yeah, it's funny how now people want to see what I'm doing and how styling works and the craziness of it. So I'm like, sure, why not? So that's what this is all about is it's about different hustlers, you know, hosts that are working in the industry, you know, myself as a stylist, different people that, you know, what they do and the actual real life drama that goes into it and not the pretty glamorous that you see afterwards when you get to see the cover of the magazine, you go, wow, that's amazing. And you have no idea the blood, sweat and tears of mine personally that went into it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of what it's about. And
people actually don't wake up like this.
Thank you.
They don't.
Right. They do not wake up like this. Exactly. It is a full on glam squad. Like I was saying, like my girlfriend Alicia Hicks, like she does my lashes and nails for me, and like with this whole reality show thing, when we've been going in for these meetings, and I'm like, thank you, because I definitely don't wake up like this.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so if you guys want to follow Ali, you can go to AliLevine.com. That's AliLevine.com. You can find out everything about her and see some of the styles that you put together and so forth. And definitely your social
my social media, yeah,
right?
Exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
People are like, I mean, you've got like a lot of stuff going on. So
yeah,
someone
I love when
you.
People, when they tweet me and ask me fashion questions or they tweet
it's
me.
Like almost every picture you put up there, I'm like, look at that gorgeous girl.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, with.
I luckily have gorgeous clients, makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah.
Put a paper bag on them and they look good.
Right. That's what I mean. You
yeah,
know,
but
you fit in perfectly with them and stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. And they can follow me at @AliLevineDesign. On Twitter and Instagram, and my Facebook page is facebook.com/AliLevineDesign.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Ali, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
you're
me.
You're a lot of
so
fun.
Much fun. Happy Friday.
And
we'll have to make a date for Jen, you and Oscar. We'll
get
that going.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
It's love.
It is love.
Yeah, and thank you so much being here on short notice.
Because
what the listeners don't know is we had a different guest schedule, but she got sick.
Yeah, she's super sick.
And you came in to save us. So
thank you. Well,
much
hey,
for
you know, fashion emergency, Sam emergency, I'm here.
All right. Well, everybody, check her out, and hopefully, we'll see the reality show. That would be cool.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, please do. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't get into too much trouble because we're going to do it for you. Jen, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sam. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.